Today from the Ohio Newsroom, the airship that fell on Ohio.
Support for the Ohio Newsroom comes from Cerity Partners. Cerity Partners' Cleveland-based wealth management practice is a neighbor offering objective advice with national strength and resources. Information available at CerityPartners.com/NPR. And from CASA. CASA volunteers are everyday Ohioans who advocate for thousands of children experiencing abuse or neglect, giving them a voice in court. Learn more at OhioCASA.org.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. Ohio calls itself the birthplace of aviation, but the Wright brothers, Neil Armstrong and John Glenn, are far from the only contributors to the state's history of flight. Every Wednesday this month, we're looking to the Buckeye skies for more hidden histories. Today, we're headed to a tiny town holding on to pieces of a forgotten tragedy. The Ohio Newsroom's Kendall Crawford reports.
Teresa Reiner has lived in Noble County her whole life. She says not much happens in her rural unincorporated community of Ava. But one morning, a century ago, it felt like the center of the universe.
To think that it really happened right here in our backyard.
At the turn of the 20th century, the U.S. Navy saw Zeppelins as the future of surveillance. But they needed the public's approval of the lighter-than-aircraft. So they sent the helium-powered USS Shenandoah on a publicity tour through the Midwest. It was going well, says airship expert Jerry Kopas, until they unexpectedly encountered the squalls of a thunderstorm. They tried to change course, but
All they could do was just kind of hang on and try to guide the ship through that terrible ordeal. And Mother Nature prevailed, of course, and bit by bit, the ship started, fracturing and disassembling in flight.
It tumbled from the clouds into Southeast Ohio's farm fields. Of the 43 crew members, 14 died, including its Ohio-born Lieutenant Commander Zachary Lansdowne. For the rest of the world, it was tragic breaking news. For Ava, it was the day their quiet town became a part of history.
Kind of became Noble County's airship at that point, and parts of it remain there today.
Ava residents gathered what they could from the wreckage and passed the fragments down through generations, like family heirlooms. That was the case for Brian Reiner, Teresa's late husband. He grew up on one of the farms where the airship crashed, scavenging for scraps of history in the fields behind his house. Together, he and Teresa piled their collection into a small trailer, a mobile museum dedicated to keeping alive the story of the Shenandoah.
I've got some pieces here you can see of the duralumin, the framework.
Probably one of broken bits of metal, fraying rope, and compasses whose needles have long since moved are encased inside like treasures. To the untrained eye, it looks a little like junk. But Reiner says each piece is a part of a much bigger story.
The naval men on board, they are pioneers in what they did, and they deserve to be remembered. Even though the lighter-than-air program through the Navy was not successful, there were things that were learned that has helped aviation down through the years.
Most of the items in Teresa's trailer came from locals who scavenged the site after the crash. One neighbor used the ship's lightweight metal to hold up a porch swing. Another mended their broken lampshade with its airtight fabric. But Noble County residents didn't just take souvenirs from the site. Teresa says one resident saved the life of a crewmate. Others covered the bodies of the men lost.
A lot of people, let people have the water out of their wells and the food out of their garden. So there were a lot of, local heroes that day.
The community still celebrates those heroes with pride. The local high school's mascot is the Zeps, short for Zeppelins, and a monument in the center of town honors the lives lost. Teresa hopes the museum can help people remember Ava not just as the site of a tragic wreck, but as a home to a community of people willing to pick up the pieces. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Kendall Crawford in Ava.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.